Manor. I'm a big fan, dude. Get a picture?
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Keep up the good work, bro.
Thank you, sir.
Damn, dog, you got taller? What the fuck?
Hey, last time I saw this guy, we sparred in Albuquerque. And he was like, maybe that much taller than me.
You got like a year left.
Shit. Can you still make 55?
Yeah.
Stay at 70, bro. Stay your ass at 70. He's too big for that. All these tall motherfuckers, shit. It's like Murder's Row over here.
I collect scars, man. It's cool as fuck. Chicks dig scars. My wife loves it. I've had staples. I've got some anchors in there. I've been kicked, I don't know how many times I said for this camp. I'm a gamer, man. I'm a competitor. And a lot of the hype and a lot of, yes, I love it. I love the hype. I love the shit talk. I love the whole aura. If you don't love it, get the fuck out.
One of the main storylines, I guess, of this fight is Tony coming back from his injury so quickly. Do you think it's possible for him to actually have fully recovered from that knee surgery?
Not mentally. I had a knee surgery right after I fought Ben Henderson. It takes a long time, man. It takes a long time to get the mental back of like checking kicks and feeling comfortable checking a kick. It's not. It hurts, you know. It's different. And then you know how long you had off. You know how long it takes. So mentally, he's not 100%. But I mean, Tony's a tough dude. He creates the chaos with his jab. He's long. He's durable. He can take punches. And then once these guys fold, he, you know, looks for his darces and his submissions. So I think it's gonna be the battle. Who's more comfortable in the chaos?
How you doing, big guy?
Good.
Chilling?
Just watching your videos, you can make me tired, man. All that shit.
You gotta keep it interesting for everybody. Yeah. It's entertainment.
Being bigger and stronger is always gonna be an advantage just because you can kind of impose your will on them and bully them, like big sister them. I feel like I can do that.
I think she's strong. I don't think she's fast. And strong doesn't win fights. Like you said, I'm a more technical, more finesse fighter, and I have more tools in my toolbox.
It's a tall guy. I kind of seen the clouds, the sun. I seen the satellite up there too. Like, it's crazy. But yeah, hopefully I get him out of there first round. I'm gonna try my hardest.
Coming in hot. I got a little nervous. Awesome. Face forward.
We have schedule. I'm not late, no one.
Yes, I'm gonna go, guys. I have to go. Let's go, guys.
Conor's not here yet. And Khabib said he's not gonna wait. He wants to start the press conference without him.
I no need to wait for nobody. 3 p.m. I beginning. If you guys have questions, let's go.
Win or lose, will you shake Conor's hand after the fight?
No way.
Has this become bigger than just a fight?
For me, this is more than defend my title. For me, it's personal.
What do you think of the crowd here? Does it affect you at all, dealing with the booze?
No, it's okay. They have to support this guy. I'm okay about this. Thank you, guys. 15 minutes, I'm here. This guy didn't come. This is big disrespect. And see you tomorrow, guys. Have a good night. This guy late, this is his problem. I've come here, I show up, schedule, I follow everything, sit, talk with fans, talk with media, and you know, If you're late, this is his problem. He can talk with him now.
Of all these Irish fans here has kind of gotten to him mentally.
Fuck him and his mentality. I don't give a fuck about him. My heart is black towards this man, towards his team, towards his people. I could truly see the inside of that man's head and smile. I don't give a fuck about him or his people. It's another day setting the bar high and knocking it out of the park. I plan on knocking that man's nose straight into the nosebleeds. That's what's going to happen on Saturday night.
Yourself being able to kind of squash the beef after fighting with him. Will you extend your hand?
Fuck peace. There will never be peace here. I always say you should aim for peace. But if you can't aim for peace, aim between the eyes. And that's it. I'm going to aim right between that man's eyes. And this is never over. Never, ever, ever over. Here we go. Me belts are on Muay Thai. I'm a little late. It's closing in on fight time. You just cook yourself in that fucking sauna, you smelly Dagestani rat. And be there on Friday at that weigh-in. And be there on Saturday at that fucking fight. That's it. Say what you want. I don't give a bollocks.